morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Owen Francis podcast. It's a beautiful day in Durban today, slightly overcast, a little bit grey, lovely nip in the air, perfect for a thin jacket, but it's beautiful. It's like walking around in a natural air conditioned system. Something I'd like to share about today is very close to my heart and affects every single human on the planet, whether you realize it or not. And that's why I think it's really important that anybody listening now pays attention. And not only that, if you have an opportunity to take a pen and a pad out, I do that to make notes. It's that valuable. Imagine with me for a moment that the money that you earn for the work that you've invested in any company is slowly losing its value. Imagine that even though you've put in 140 or 160 hours of work in the previous month and you were remunerated for it, imagine if now that 160 hours is equal to only 159 hours or 158 hours in terms of value, meaning that the value that your work, your hard work, your time invested for money is reducing, and it's at absolutely no fault of yours. That's terrible, isn't it? Our money loses value simply because of the system that it's a part of. And that's not fair to us people. We don't have a say in it. It's caused by inflation. The value of our money is decreased every single day simply because of inflation. Because the money that we use isn't actually money. How's that one? It's currency. There's a big difference between money and currency. And one of the things that you should know about money is a medium of exchange. It's a unit of account. It's portable, it's durable, it's diversible, or it's dividable, and it's interchangeable. One of the most important things that we should remember about money is that it stores value over a long period of time. So, for example, if you had 1,000 rands today, and 1,000 rands today could buy you a comfortable chair, if it was stored in money, actual money and not currency, then you wouldn't have to increase the amount of money that you have to get the item of the same value over a period of time. But because we operate with a currency, that's exactly what happens. So we have 1,000 rands today that can purchase us a chair, but because of inflation over time, that 1,000 rand can't even purchase you maybe a pair of shoes. And that's not fair, because the amount of value that you've invested to acquire 1,000 rand hasn't changed. So the value that it's able to receive in exchange shouldn't either. And that's why the topic today is so important for anybody listening. The difference between currency and money. And the currency that we have is a fiat currency. One of the things about currency is a medium of exchange. It's a unit of account, it's portable, fair enough, it's durable, it's divisible, and it's fungible, meaning it's interchangeable. But currency doesn't store value. Now this is very, very important for us to note, especially if you're the sort of individual that's looking at or has some sort of a substantial savings. It should be saved in something that the value of it increases over time and not decreases. And that's basically one of the things that I want to just drop with you today. It's just the fact that our money isn't actually money, it's currency. And we need to even consider at the least the possibility of having to store the value of our hard-earned work in something that will only appreciate over time, only an increase in time. And the work that we put in to get our money isn't corroded. That's going to be for you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And you can get me on Instagram. I'm at Owen H. Francis on Instagram. You can also get me on Facebook. It's Owen Francis on Facebook. And send me a DM and let's say I'd love to chat with you about this topic. I'm really passionate about it. And let's discuss the possibility of assisting you from getting out of this debt-based system and into financial freedom, true financial freedom. Thank you so much for listening.